Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And tonight we are doing our second part of It's a Wrap Wednesday. And we're going to talk about the month of October, about it being Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And this is so pivotal right now due to COVID-19. My heart goes out to all the women who are experiencing physical abuse, verbal abuse, financial abuse, and then some, along with children, if they have them, whether it's a girlfriend, whether it's a wife, it could be a mother, it could be a sister. This happens all over. And these numbers have escalated since COVID-19. And because victims have nowhere to go, they are subject to all kinds of crazy abuse that basically they can't get help for. Now, it's getting better. We're now coming up to the end of the year, but it's still very bad. And if you have no shelters to go to, you don't have another home, you don't have any other sources of income, you will be a bullseye for this narcissistic sociopath that you unfortunately may be with, living with, married to, in a relationship with. This is a vital thing. And we know the majority of homicides are done by partners, significant others, to women. So we're just going to focus on women. And me, as a women's advocate, I've always worked in this field, especially coming from a salon, seeing abuse victims, and even seeing the abusers come to the salon. I always put a stop to that. And even, understanding it and having people attempt to do it to me, thank God I'm very much aware. Thank God I can see it and recognize it. Because once you do, you are discarded because you're no longer a source of resources to them, whether it's an ego stroke compliment, something that you can, that they can use, whether it's finances or sex, any of it, you're no longer a source. It didn't last long. And I'm like a recorder. We all know I'm a writer. I'm going to record everything you do. And we're going to talk about it in our women's group. I so appreciate it because if you've never been through it, if you've never seen it, how do you know how to help? How do you know where to put it? Unless you put the steps to a solution, unless you have either been to school to identify horrible characteristics, you're not going to know unless you've been through a few things or maybe watched others go through it. But it's your choice to stay in it. It's your choice to seek help. Or let someone help. But sometimes, from what we have all discovered, the help for these victims are taken away. Whether there is a smear campaign against the person that is victimized, and they're telling neighbors, friends, family how horrible this person is when they're actually the victim, it can go on and on. They can even do it to that person's job. So, being that people are without jobs now, being that people are without income, it's a horrific state to be in. So if you're like me, that wouldn't be good because I'm feisty. So if you're feisty in any way, if you got a violent person in your midst, most likely they're going to try to beat it out of you. And if they're not going to do that, they're going to talk it out of you, meaning cast a verbal spell that will make you feel like crap. Demean you, undermine you, your work, who you are, how you look, it will be there. So this tonight is for all the domestic put up a fight and didn't win and are no longer here, as well as the ones who are here and still fighting. We're going to ask that you seek some help and get out. Also, I'm going to give you a reference. There's a wonderful, amazing woman called Self Care Haven on YouTube. She is a psychologist. She's went to school. She has amazing books out. I've listened to her thoroughly. Listen to her, people. Again, that's a self-care haven. You go there, and she will tell you everything you need to look out for. I play her often because when we have our sessions, or if I even see it in people that may not be a significant other, it could be a work relationship, it could be anywhere, those people are there, and you have to protect yourself, especially if you're sensitive, because they are vampires. They only want to destroy and suck the living life out of you with derogatory words and actions to make themselves feel better. And that's all it's about, self-gratification, because they are sociopaths. And that's it. There's no redemption from that. And they will take any weakness you have and use it against you. They will take any strength you have and turn it against you. So be aware, people. And if you serve a God, trust me, he will vindicate you. I know the one I serve does. If you have any questions or need any help, find a place to speak to someone, to get prayer or anything of that nature, resources for housing and so forth, give us a call at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596. Or you can email us. Feel free to email us, and we will believe you at info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. That's info@CleopatraMemphisStudios.org. I've seen a lot in my almost 40 years, 39 this year, and I'm telling you, people, there is hope, there is a way out, and there are people there that will defend you. Well beyond the police, somebody wants to see you live. And you can't live with those type of people. So until next time, people, I love you. If you're going through this, and when you get through this, I want you to continue to be great.